For some 2 decades, the Immigration and Naturalization Service has housed detainees in the county prison in York, Pennsylvania. Included are men and women being deported because of criminal convictions, and others who simply have overstayed their visas. Officials in Washington say York is charging too much to house the detainees, and even though it likely will cost the INS a lot more to move them, that just may happen, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The INS began leasing unused space at the York County Prison in the early 80s to house some of the Cuban detainees from the Mariel boat lift. Today there are about 550 detainees, men and women, housed in York. Warden Thomas Hogan is proud of his prison.
This is a unique facility in the sense that when we set it up and we designed it, it was designed specifically for INS, for their function. And that's what made it, a value.
The INS wing includes a gym, law library with computer terminals, a property storage area, even hearing rooms where INS judges sit to hear detainees' cases. But the arrangement may not last much longer. 3 years ago, the Inspector General of the Justice Department determined York was charging the INS too much to house its detainees. York has been getting $60 an inmate a day. The correct rate, according to the Justice Department, was closer to $38, and anything more was profit, which Washington won't pay. Warden Hogan says that's nonsense, that the government isn't taking York's overhead into account.
We're not going to do it for $38 a day, and neither is anybody else. Our position is that in the general fund of York County, which I get my money from, there are other departments that support the prison. I'm talking about our payroll, our human resources, treasurer's office, controller's office, all of which are necessary for us to function with or without INS. They don't take those into consideration. We do. We think they're viable costs, and that's pretty much the crux of the matter.
Even INS employees say to move the detainees out of the York prison and house them elsewhere will cost more than the $60 a day York charges. In fact, the national average the INS pays to house its detainees is $75 a day. Already, the dispute has led to some fiscal upheaval in York.
You know, the INS, as far as county government was concerned, was a major piece of our fiscal prosperity.
Christopher Riley, president of the York County Board of Commissioners, says the loss of the INS detainees means the loss of $17 million in annual revenues to York. As many as 90 county employees might be laid off. Without assurances of a contract with the INS this year, the commission raised property taxes by 33%.
One of the ironic aspects of this whole thing is that, you know, with the war on terror, with potential action in Iraq, the INS does not have the bed space. And here, you know, the potential for 850 perfectly good beds with a court facility and INS staff, they stand to lose that.
That view is endorsed by local INS staffers and the local immigration law community, who question the idea of taking detainees out of a centrally located facility and scattering them around the country. Stephen Converse is one of a half dozen immigration lawyers who practice in York. He says the detainees would suffer both legally and socially.
The York community has put together literacy projects and other kinds of educational projects. There are various religious groups from just about any religion you can think of that go out to the prison and conduct services and meet with people.
INS spokeswoman Amy Otten says her agency has had a good long relationship with York and has nothing but good things to say about the facility and county officials. Declining to be interviewed on tape, she says her agency is bound by the Inspector General's findings, even though, quote, it seems it may not make any sense to move the detainees. The county has agreed to house them until March 31st. There is hope in York that as the INS becomes part of the Homeland Security Department, Secretary Tom Ridge, a former Pennsylvania governor, will step in and allow what both sides say is a sensible arrangement to continue. Brian Naylor, NPR News, York, Pennsylvania.